Tav kuf yud sif ches afal pi shudra yitzor biyontif afil shalag l'tzoyach. Even though one is allowed to carry an yontif, even if he doesn't need that thing for yontif, we might say paskin that if you don't need it at all, it's awesome. You know, upon him, even if he would hold it, it would be mutter. Still, lo yisor masor yis gedoyis gedel shor yis b'chol tzoch l'shanis. Shouldn't carry large loads as he would during the weekday, because that's a type of uzen d'chol keter. Maybe kadi yamim mokin l'mokin. If him is tzal u'bekufa, lo says the tzoricho arba v'chamishu kadim. If him atefim or lefanev achal u'shnayim. The person bring jugs of wine, shouldn't bring them in a big basket with four or five of these jugs, but he should put it on his shoulder or in front of him with only one or two. The muchach shall tzoricho yontev levim. In such a case, it's clear that doing a tzoricho yontev. This issur of carrying these big loads is only if you're going from one courtyard to another. But if you're going from one house to another in the same chotzer or within the house itself, then even if it's a big load, you're allowed to move it around. And Mishra points out that if you're doing it within the house in the chotzer, it's better to have one big load altogether than going back and forth many times.